education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome to hour number two of the riveting computer talk that is the Computer Corner. Well, maybe it's not riveting.
Thrilling.
Hey, I forgot to allow you to do a traffic report.
Right, yeah. If you're planning on using...
Hang on here. Let me... Disclaimer. This is Chad's lame excuse for being late to today's show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, go ahead.
But, you know, it's legitimate. I was on the 202, and all of a sudden it's down to one lane, and traffic's backed up for miles
upon
miles.
Would that be westbound 202?
Yes, westbound.
Yes.
Yeah, coming from eastbound, if you're going eastbound, you're probably okay.
And then if you're anywhere near Central and Bethany, or Central and Missouri.
Stay away.
Central itself is being set up for the Electric Light Parade tonight, so you may want to avoid that area as well.
Unless you're in the parade, and then you want to be on Central.
It's not until way, way late tonight, so.
Right.
Of course, now you notice that there's millions of chairs lining up. People are getting their chairs all lined up for having front row seats.
So they can sit in the rain.
Is that how that works? All right, let's go to Mark, who has a question about spam. Mark, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi. I am not completely computer literate, but I had access to my roommate's computer, and I was scanning on the web and deleting the history and such, and now all of a sudden, when I turn on the computer or when I go from page to page or if I pull up a website, it's slow, and I'm scared that maybe I did something wrong to this guy's computer that's causing it to be slow. And I'm wondering, how can I avoid it, and how could I fix it?
Well, without knowing exactly what you were doing, if all you were doing was clearing out the history, then it's not real likely that that in and of itself wouldn't cause this thing to be slow. Now, if you wandered onto a website that has what's called the ability to do what's called a drive-by download, in other words, just by visiting the site, they can actually sneak a program into your machine. That will have an impact. Now, is there any kind of spyware detecting software on this machine?
Yes, we have Norton antivirus.
That won't do anything for spyware, really.
Okay, I had been encouraging him, because I've been listening to your program every week, about getting spyware, but they seem to think that the antivirus, being that it comes with other stuff, was going to cover them.
Well,
and I tried to tell them that you said no, it doesn't.
I would recommend both Adaware and SpyBot, because they actually find things that the others can't. There is no single solution to spyware anymore, because these people are so devious.
Right. And
is it too late once it's already happened, or can you get the spyware after the fact?
It depends on what you picked up. There are some new, what they call rats out there, the remote access Trojans, that are much more devious than standard spyware or Adware. And if they hijack your machine, you're in a world of hurt unless you can get somebody very technical to get in there and manually remove this. It's almost like a landmine that's been placed in your machine. But since it's free, if you go to our website, there's right at the front page, you'll see this yellow ribbon that says approved and tested, Data Doctors approved and tested software.
Uh-huh.
You click on that link and you'll see all the links to the free programs for free and pay programs. Some of them are, sometimes you got to do both. But both Adaware and SpyBot links are there. You can try downloading them both and running them both. Make sure and do the update, which generally during the install it asks you if you want to check for updates. You want to make sure and do that, because these things are constantly being reinvented.
Right, and I was just curious, because I know a couple of your people have called over the last few weeks who put too many spy programs or too many antivirus type programs.
Well, no, there's a difference. You can only have one antivirus program, or you should only have one antivirus program on a machine. You can have many, many spyware detection programs.
And won't clog up your RAM and all?
No.
All your memory?
No, because they typically don't run in memory. Now, there is one that we do like called Spyware Killer that is a for pay. You have to pay for it.
Okay.
But it actually does, like antivirus programs, it actually actively sits on your machine and tries to block active, before it happens, as opposed to spyware or SpyBot and Adaware, which waits for you to get infected and then tries to pull them out.
Okay.
So I would start with that just to see if that's what you have. Are you getting like errant pop-ups and things when you're on the internet?
Not a lot. Mostly, the zone alert and stuff.
Yeah.
And, maybe a few. I really don't see as many as like I've seen on other people's computers.
If you want to check the actual speed, the internet access speed of your machine, There's a website called PC Pit Stop that you can go to, that you can actually check both the download and upload speeds.
And it'll tell me what it should be and what it's at?
Well, it won't tell you what it should be, because there is no should.
Okay.
It'll just tell you how fast the connection is.
Okay.
And what you do is you try it over and over again to see, you kind of get an average, some kind of an, and it, usually it'll give you like a scale of, you know, what your speed is compared to like DSL or a cable or those kinds of things.
Right.
Okay. Well, great. It was worth waiting.
All right, Mark. Good luck.
All right.
Take care. Yeah, you got to watch out when you borrow somebody else's computer now. You just don't know.
Yeah, his roommate's going to be mad.
Well, it depends. He may be able to get them all cleaned up and out of there. Hey, before we go to break here, should we do our Geek Speak of the Week?
Sure.
Can you handle that?
Sure.
Can you, let me see.
Let's hear something good.
There you go. Brandon's not here to do it, but I figured it out. Go ahead, educate the people, won't you?
Geek Speak of the Week this week is HTTPS.
Boy, you're just sharp as a
right
marble.
On the ball today.
Sharp as a marble today, yes.
HTTPS. HTTP is probably looks fairly familiar to some people because it's usually tagged on the end of your address bar when you go to a website. You'll see HTTP. It stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol, which really isn't going to mean a whole lot to people.
That's just how the communication goes on the internet.
Right, it's just how you view web pages. It's your web browser's way of translating the stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the S is the real key for this week, and it stands for secured. It's basically encrypts your connection to certain websites. Now, the website has to be hosting an HTTPS website. Like a lot of, well, hopefully all of the banking websites, when you log in to your bank account information,
yes,
it look for that HTTPS instead of just the HTTP, because that shows that it's a secured connection.
And all you folks that have been on the internet for years and years, I know you know. This is for the people that don't know.
Right.
So just please have patience with us. We're trying to educate the new people.
And also in your browser, you should see a little yellow
padlock-looking
thing
on the bottom right-hand corner of the browser window. So you newcomers, if you're about to put personal information, credit card information, secured stuff, or stuff that you really want to protect, make sure before you do so that you see the HTTPS in the web address beforehand.
Otherwise, it's not encrypted, and should somebody be listening in on your online transaction, it's sitting right there for the taking.
Well, as that information travels through the internet, because it's not encrypted, anybody that happens to be watching the traffic go by can literally grab that.
Right, it's there in plain sight.
In theory, that can be done. So always make sure that you have that secured website. Now, how about our download of the week?
The download of the week this week, on the same token, is Cryptainer. It's a program that you can install, and basically what it does is it creates a virtual drive that you'll see in my computer. You'll see an extra drive, and everything that you put in this virtual drive is encrypted. It uses 128-bit encryption.
So what's that mean to the average person?
Encryption is basically a way of kind of scrambling the data so that unless you have the password that you use, it's kind of locks it up.
Well, you got to have a key, right?
Right.
Yeah, to kind of break the code, if you will.
Right. So you both need Cryptainer and the password that you used to encrypt this data initially to view these files.
So if somebody wanted to send files via email, which is not a secured way of doing it,
they
encrypted the file first and both ends had Cryptainer. It's just an inexpensive way to securely transfer very important information.
Absolutely.
Keep those.
And that's a totally free download, so check that out.
Gotta like that. Cryptainer and HTTPS, our Geek Speak of the Week and our download of the week. Check that out at datadoctors.com. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and the remote Brandon Disney back right after this.
The Suns head to the Rose Garden to take on the Blazers tomorrow night. Be here at 6:30 for Suns warm-up and stay here at 7 as the Phoenix Suns blaze a new trail in Portland. The Suns at the Portland Blazers tomorrow night. Hear the action. Be a part of the game. Live, local, first.